Guardrails and barriers are another aspect of road design. What has been their evolution?
Well, the guardrails were, we used to have what we call mesh wire fencing between the big wooden posts. So if you hit the wooden post, it wasn't much of a guardrail. And the mesh fencing didn't hold anything. They were there purely to tell people that there was a curve there because we painted them white. That was about all. But as a safety device, no, next to useless. They used to try some wire rope, slack wire rope fencing. It didn't work much either. I mean, they weren't scientifically tested or anything like that. They were just stuck up. Concrete was another one that they decided to go to. We've used a lot of concrete type barriers, New Jersey barriers, things like that. Concrete doesn't give much. I mean, you hit a concrete barrier and it stays where it is and all the energy of the vehicle goes through you. When wire rope first came out, I think Bryphon were the first ones to bring out wire rope in Australia, and they had a weave pattern type wire rope. We looked at it and we thought, we didn't know much about it. We'd like to see some of the crash testing. It seemed to work from what we'd seen. We started actually putting in some trial sections. We crashed a few vehicles into it and we found that it worked. We were a bit worried about it on tight curves because once you get down to about a 200-metre radius, Bryphon said we can't use it on anything smaller than that. They thought it wouldn't work very well. So we decided to actually put a section up of 200-metre radius curve and start crashing vehicles into it. We thought it'd detension. It actually worked perfectly well. And we were surprised at that.
So is that a safer method now for guardrails?
Oh, yeah. We would prefer to use wire rope in most cases, unless it's not the appropriate one in certain circumstances. And in some cases it's not. But as far as I'm concerned, I think it's the way to go.
Yet another development in road safety that is having a major effect are road safety audits. Graeme Brisbane elaborates.
It's an audit of a piece of road to be built, being built, being designed against an implied safety condition. You have a checklist of things. You know, is the guardrail in the right place? Are the curves not in certain radii? You know, have we got a good friction resistance on the road? Is the vegetation going to block sight distance over time? Things like that. I mean, and that's a typical example. You plant a tree, there's no guidelines that say you can't plant a certain tree. But if you look at the road and you say, well, I've got an important sign here that says there's traffic lights over the crest, and then you plant a tree next to it where the vegetation is going to hide it, why not plant the tree somewhere else? So a road safety audit can pick things like that up as they happen over time. So there's a checklist of things, and it happens at different stages of the job. It happens at when it's just an idea, when the design's being done, when the design's finished, when the road's about to be opened. And we also introduce what we call thematic audits on a certain theme. So you might go and look at 10 sets of traffic signals, and let's look at the guardrail along the road or the signage along the road. So you might pick a theme to go out and look at, and there's a bunch of questions for those themes, and you look at